Welcome to our virtual tour of the steamship Milwaukee Clipper. My name is Dave, and I will be your tour guide. Before we start, let me say a word about virtual tours. They are cool. But if you are new to this technology, please take time to read the small red text on this page as well as that on the next page. Thanks. Now, let's begin our tour. The Clipper is 361 feet long, 45 feet wide, and the keel is 16 feet below the waterline. She was built in Cleveland, Ohio by the American Shipbuilding Company and launched on December 22, 1904. She was named the Juniata and was owned by the Anchor Line, which was a part of the Pennsylvania Railroad. The Juniata and two nearly identical sister ships carried passengers and freight between the Great Lakes ports of Buffalo, New York, and Duluth, Minnesota. And during the Chicago's World Fair of 1933 and 34, traveled from Buffalo to Chicago. Service continued until 1936, when new laws went into effect that year, making wooden ships illegal following the disastrous Morro Castle fire off the New Jersey coast. Since the Juniata was built of wood from the promenade deck up, she and her two sister ships were forced into retirement. In 1940, Max and Mark McKee of the Sand Products Corporation right here in Muskegon purchased the Juniata and had the ship rebuilt in Wisconsin into a very streamlined, all-steel vessel, which they intended to run between Muskegon, Michigan and Milwaukee, Wisconsin, carrying automobiles and passengers. This rebuilt ship was named the SS Milwaukee Clipper and began service on June 4, 1941. The Clipper continued this service until 1970. Today, the Clipper has six decks, one less than the Juniata. The lower three are car decks, holding up to 120 cars total. The next two are public decks, and the top deck is officer housing area and pilot house. We will see the top three decks on our tour today. Please stay together and watch your step.